This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Healthcare Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. We'd like to welcome to the program Jim Allen Jr., a retiree from Pennsylvania. Jim is a devoted family man and bicycle hobbyist. One day while helping around the yard, Jim noticed a sharp pain in his knee. Determined to finish his work, he continued to resist the pain like many of us have in the past. Over the next few weeks, the pain worsened to the point that he could almost no longer walk. Suddenly, his whole world shifted. Jim's activity level became significantly more limited, and he was forced to rethink his everyday schedule. Jim went to his physician to ask about his treatment options. However, nothing provided relief. It was in a follow-up visit that Jim learned about Bionicare by VQ OrthoCare. The Bionicare knee system uses electrical stimulation to mimic the naturally occurring signal of a healthy knee joint and treats the underlying cause of osteoarthritis by improving the overall health of the joint. Bionicare freed Jim to return to all his normal activities pain-free, including bicycling. Jim, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Glad to have a chance to talk with you.
I am as well. So, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do and where you are from?
I'm retired, and I'm originally from Pennsylvania. But most recently, well, actually 2 years ago, my wife and I retired here in Iowa, Council Bluffs area, near our daughter and her family.
All right, so tell us more about your experience with osteoarthritis of the knee. Some folks might not know what the effects are. More than 25 million Americans deal with this. When did you first start experiencing knee pain? Did you think it was a normal wear and tear, or did you think it was maybe something more serious?
I was 72 when I experienced it, and it was as a result of some strenuous activity. I was helping out where we were staying initially when we moved here to Council Bluffs, staying with our daughter and her husband, and they had not yet purchased a riding lawnmower, so I decided I was going to get out there and start cutting the 2 acres with a rotary lawnmower. And first day, I spent about 3 hours solid, nonstop, and I reached a point where I could barely walk. So I gave it up until the next day, determined to get it done. I went out for 2 more hours, same thing happened. And fortunately, by the third day when I went out, I realized my son-in-law had beat me out there and finished it, fortunately. But that was my first experience with osteoarthritis, and it was a very painful experience. I could barely bend my knee. I had reached a point where, I mean, going up and down stairs I had a lot of pain doing that. And also, in particular, getting in and out of a car, I had to lift my left leg to get in and out of the car. And the initial rest helped with the right leg and the right knee, but the left knee just never got any better. And so until I started using Bionicare, I was steadily losing my mobility and ability to interface with normal activities of life, as well as bicycling, which I enjoy doing.
Once you were diagnosed, how did it affect your lifestyle? Were you pretty active prior to being diagnosed, or what was your activity level like after?
Yes, I had been very active, and at times I saw myself as I tried to do things that I should have done at either a slower pace or gotten someone to help me with, but I usually was very aggressive about things that I did physically, so I had never had any real limitations until that came, and that was a real shocker to me, and it kind of stopped me dead in my tracks for a period of time.
How did you initially choose to treat the pain associated with osteoarthritis? Did you try any over-the-counter medicines, visit the doctor, something else?
Well, I have used glucosamine chondroitin combination for many, many years just for general joint health. And when this occurred, I continued using that, but to no avail. And so my first contact was with my doctor. I asked him about it, and he prescribed, you know, meloxicam and gave me a cortisone shot. But that really, other than for a day or two of relief, primarily due to the cortisone shot, it just continued on its downward journey. I had also, in and around that same time, I had asked my chiropractor to take a look at the knee, and nothing was beneficial there. I went to a sports therapist that my grandsons had used when they were playing sports here in the area, and it strengthened some of the muscles in and around the knee joint, but the pain never left. It just continued. It really wasn't until I was introduced to Bionicare that I began to move in the right direction. And my first experience with Bionicare, the first day, the first 2 hours, the help was immediate. Because Bionicare includes not only the electrical stimulation, which a normal knee has, and that's carried out via the electrodes, but it also has a brace that, if you wear that in combination with Bionicare, you optimize the assistance. The brace helps offload some of the pressure from the joint, and it allows the electrical signal to have more benefit. And so the first day I had immediate results. In the first 2 hours I had it on, and they recommended I not wear it too long. The second day I had to go to a meeting, and I had to go up the equivalent of about 3 flights of stairs to get to where the entrance to the auditorium was. And as I said earlier, I'm usually pretty aggressive with regard to things. I saw the elevator to the right and the steps straight ahead of me, and I decided I'm going to just find out how this Bionicare works. And I went up those steps not holding on to the rail, had no pain and or discomfort at all, and I made that same journey up and down a couple of times during the day, during the breaks, during that conference, and again, it was just amazing. So really from day one, hour one, it had great benefit for me.
Were you ever presented with the option to undergo total knee replacement surgery? I know that it is a common treatment option for many patients of that quality. And with the other treatment options, did you experience any side effects? If so, what were they, and did they impact your daily life?
I didn't have any side effects from the from the chiropractor or from the cortisone shot, from the meloxicam. My doctor did tell me that if it progressed, he said, down the road a ways, that's really what I was looking at, possible knee surgery. And but he had just been introduced to Bionicare by a local representative, and I was glad that he told me about it. And from there, I did some research on the Internet, and then I called the local rep, and we talked for quite a while. Determined that I was a good candidate for it, and the rest is history. A couple weeks later, the rep was out here, came to my home, and fitted me for the braces, and he adjusts very easily, and once it's adjusted to you, there are no more adjustments required, and I was shown how to, put it on and with the electrodes and that, and it's really a very simple process, and I'm thankful for it.
Today we are joined by Mr. Jim Allen, Jr., a retiree from Pennsylvania now residing in Iowa who uses the Bionicare knee system that has freed Jim to return to all his normal activities pain-free, including bicycling, here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Jim, you may have mentioned it, but mention it again. How did you actually hear about this treatment option with Bionicare?
It was actually my wife's doctor. I was actually there with her during her appointment, and I mentioned my knee to him, and just during the course of his his visit with my wife, he noted what I was saying and said, well, maybe you ought to try this Bionicare. He gave me the name and number of the local rep, and that was it.
Now, what exactly is Bionicare from VQ OrthoCare? Can you explain to the listeners at home how it works, what it is like from a patient's perspective?
Yes. The brace itself is designed to have the electrodes are part of the total brace combination there. And when you put the brace on, the electrodes are part of that process. It's a very simple thing to put on. And the electrode pads have a type of adhesive that it will, once you put it over on your knee or and on your thigh, it completes a circuit. And I should mention that once you have the brace and the Bionicare wrap in place and strapped on to your leg, and there are straps above your knee and below your knee that you just pull around and they click in place and hold that brace and the Bionicare in place, there are wires that come off those electrodes, and you hook them up to a little voltage meter, and you know it's individually set, and without going into that, you just set the voltage meter, and that begins to emit the signal, and set it in such a way that it's as high as you can set it without feeling it, and within a certain range. And so once I have it, everything in place and on the meter hooked up, then I'm not feeling anything, and it immediately helps in just walking and getting around. And you can do most things with it on. I have not tried a bicycle with it. But I could, but because the results have been so good, I'm only wearing it maybe 6 to 8 hours on average per week now, and I've had times where I've gone 2 or 3 weeks without it. Now that I've satisfied the initial 750 hours of concentrated wear, I don't really have to wear it other than for maintenance.
Once using the system, did you feel relief right away? If not right away, how long into your treatment plan, hours, days, or weeks, and how would you describe your pain level now and your mobility at this time?
Yeah, I had, for me, it worked out immediately. I wore it 2 hours the first day, and it helped me immediately. It relieved the pain. And in fact, I went out to a store immediately after I had it on. I got into the car without even having to touch my leg. I was able to lift it in, no pain. So the good results were immediate. And other than I'm getting older, I have excellent mobility now, and I don't have any pain level. I haven't had I don't know what scale you might want to weigh it on, but I just I don't have any real discomfort from it. Now, I would add this, that this is not a cure. In other words, this doesn't cause osteoarthritis to go away. It simply mitigates a lot of the problems that you have. I had a lot more swelling before I started wearing Bionicare in the joint, and I'd reached a point where I could hardly bend my knee. Well, I don't have 100% flexibility, where I could maybe get down on my knees and sit back on my heels, I can get about, halfway back that direction, but I don't have any pain. That's the important thing.
That certainly is. So it seems that this treatment option has worked for you. Would you recommend it to others, and what would be some key takeaways based off of your experience with Bionicare?
I would definitely recommend it to others, and I've been doing that really from day one. I volunteered to the local rep. I told the rep, if there's anything I can do to help out, I'll be glad to go with you to doctor's offices or you have some patients that are kind of sitting on the border and want to call me, or I'll call them, I'll meet them, show them, I'll be glad to help out. So yes, I'm all for it, and it's a thrill and a privilege to be able to brag about it. You don't always have things that work or work so effectively. In this case, it did work effectively for me, and so I'm thankful for that.
Certainly good to hear about that. How about in conclusion, knowing that you've undergone multiple treatments, what advice would you pass along to others living with osteoarthritis of the knee?
Well, the one provision in terms of Bionicare is if a person has already had knee operation and there is artificiality within that knee joint, then Bionicare is not for them. But anything short of having gone forward with knee surgery, with the osteoarthritis, it's certainly an option that's well worth trying. Sometimes people are concerned about the cost of it, and that all depends on the type of coverage a person has. But I've generally related it this way. When it comes to your health and in particular your mobility, once you get to the point where either through leg, knee issues, hip issues, or a back issue, and you begin to lose mobility, it seriously affects your quality of life. So that has to make that very, very important. And so, the cost of this, even if one had to pay for the whole thing, would be the equivalent of about 2 widescreen TVs. So it's very, I think, cost-effective, and if the person has any insurance coverage at all, and in particular with someone that's older like myself, Medicare supports about 80% of this, if a person is on Medicare at that point in life when they're considering it, it will fund about 80% of it. And so it makes it, and of course, Medicare is very much in favor of it because it helps eliminate the need for about a $60,000 knee surgery. So the comparison of that, and it's about $1,700 if you paid for the whole cost of it. So comparing that with $60,000 is kind of a no-brainer, I think. And then to get your mobility back, that's a pretty easy decision. I'm thrilled with it, and I was really beginning to wonder what I was going to do, losing my mobility so early. I still have some years. I've been blessed with good health, and so I had a lot of things I still wanted to do, and Bionicare has given that back to me, so I'm good to go for a few more years.
Certainly do appreciate your sharing all this great information. We've been speaking with Mr. Jim Allen Jr., retiree from Pennsylvania, now residing in Iowa, who uses the Bionicare knee system that has freed Jim to return to all his normal activities pain-free, including bicycling. And the website, go check it out today. It's bionicare.com. Jim, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.